You are listening to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Chapter 3, Paragraph 14. A little bit of a longer one, but still excellent, excellent, excellent. With the wonderful Mishnah elucidated with its commentary and translation, 314, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yudalit. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Rabbi Kiva used to say, Chavev Adam Shenivra B'Tselem, Chibi Yisera Nodaslo Shenivra B'Tselem. Shenemar, Kibitzelem Elohim Asa Esa Adam, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenikru Banam Lamakom, Chiba Yisir Nadas Lahem, Shenikru Banam Lamakom, Shenemar Banam Atem Lashem Elokeichem, Chavivin Yisrael, Shenitem Lahem Klichemda, Chiba Yisir Nadas Lahem, Shenitem Lahem Klichemda, Shebo Nivra Ha'olam, Shenemar Kilekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Torasi Alta Azovum. Rabbi Kiva would say, man is beloved because he was created in the image of God. What does that mean? Among all living creatures, man alone is endowed like his creator with the ability to comprehend and reason. Tosfos Yom Tov, like the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, the ability is a gift by God granted to human beings out of his love for them. As Rabbeinu Yonah points out, this part of the mission includes both Jews and non-Jews, as is evident from the verse quoted below, he made man in the image of God, which was said to Noah and his sons. As Tosfos Yom Tov points out, he was made, this is also dictated by the second part of the mission, which begins the Jewish people, implying that the first part of the mission is not specifically about the Jewish people, but applies to everyone. Furthermore, God showed man even greater love because he made known to man that he was created in the image of God, as it says in Bereishis, because he made man in the image of God. God spoke these words to Noah and his sons. In this way, God told everyone in the world, for every human is descended from Noah, that man was created in his image, as Tiferes Yisrael points out. When the giver of a gift tells the recipient about the gift, he shows greater love than if he gave it without telling him. Sometimes one person gives to another out of pity, but he does not inform the recipient because he dislikes him and does not want his friendship. God, however, did tell man that he was created in God's image. This indicates that God gave this gift out of love, as Rambam commentary points out. Every person should respond to God's great love for him by keeping God's commandments. This includes non-Jews who must keep the seven Noahide laws, as Tosfos Yom Tov points out. Mishnah teaches us that in view of God's great love for every human being, one must treat all people with kindness and respect. It is certainly forbidden to cause harm to anyone's body or property or to slight his honor, as Tiferes Yisrael points out. Jewish people are beloved because they are called children of God. Furthermore, God showed the Jewish people even greater love because he made it known to them that they were called children of God. As it says, you are children of Hashem, your God. By writing this in the Torah, God tells the Jewish people they are his children. Jewish people are beloved because a precious instrument, the Torah, was given to them. Furthermore, God showed the Jewish people even greater love because he made it known to them that the precious instrument with which the world was created was given to them. Torah is a precious instrument because God used it to create the world, Rashi points out. When God thought of creating the world, he wrote the Torah to serve as its blueprint. God then created the world based on what was written in the Torah, like a builder uses a blueprint to construct a house, Tiferes Yisrael points out. As it is stated, because I gave a good teaching to you, do not forsake my Torah. The creation is described as tov, good, as in Bereishis chapter 1, where the words Vayara Elokim ki tov, God saw that it was good, appeared several times. The Torah is called lekach, teaching, in Devarim. Thus the verse cites our Mishnah, which says lekach, Tov, good teaching, may be interpreted as alluding to the fact that the entire world, good, was created for the sake of the Torah teaching, as Ralph points out. So remember, Hashem gave us a wonderful chemda, Hashem gave us a wonderful life, he gave us the Tzelem Elokim, he gave us life, and Hashem loves us and wants us to do good in this world. He gave us this precious gift, this precious spark. Use it. Do what you can every day to get a mitzvah done, to get chesed done, to get Torah learning done, every single day to be a wonderful influence on the world. We are children to God, we are princes and princesses to God, who is the King. And God gave us a wonderful instrument that is the Torah to look into, to live our lives, to be the best we can, to make the world better every single day in so many different ways. Join us next time. How we talk about how everything is seen and understood by God here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.